Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I am, yet again, Andy Zaltzman. Today we are going back in the Bugle past to May 2010 and a seismic shift in British politics. It was bye-bye Labour and hello to, well, it was yet to be seen as we recorded issue 114 of the Bugle. But if you've been following the United Kingdom in the past 13 years, you'll know it hasn't panned out universally well. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime and maybe I give a wrong time stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme, cause I wanna be anarchy.
You've been waiting a long time to get that one out of your bag, John.
That felt better out than in.
That was your rescue club.
Well, Andy, you woke up in a different Britain than the one you fell asleep in. You're like Dorothy waking up and realising that she's actually still in Kansas, it's just that Kansas has swung frighteningly far to the right. That's not a scarecrow, Dorothy, that's a homeless man who now has no welfare state to help him. Now click your heels together three times and say, I wish I'd voted yesterday. So, what is the atmosphere over there, Andy?
Well, John, just total panic, as I suggested at the top of the show. We just, you know, we're just waiting for someone to take control of this country.
I know.
I'm sure our Bugle listeners know, it was a hung parliament yesterday's elections. We're recording on Friday at the moment. It's still all up in the air. As we're recording, David Cameron is making a speech in which I believe he's declaring that he has the Queen hostage in the boot of his car and he's going to kill her unless we let him be Prime Minister.
Well, Britain is currently without a government, Buglers, and I actually think this is really a huge opportunity, a big chance for the Queen. If she drives around today, Andy, firing a machine gun into the air, I think she could have the dictatorship that I know she's been dreaming about since she was 12.
Yep. Interesting that actually that this should have fallen on Bugle 114, because 114 is the number of times David Cameron had practiced his off-the-cuff acceptance speech. He's now having to hastily rewrite. Also the number of times Gordon Brown has dreamt he was born 100 years earlier and in Russia. Ironically, interesting, also the A114 in Germany is a road leading to central Berlin. And with a hung parliament, the right-wing press have been telling us that we might as well have let Hitler win, take over and divert the British A114 in northeast London straight to the Reichstag. It's kind of amazing, because the Labour Party lost the election. The Conservatives also lost the election, and the Liberal Democrats, well, they lost the election really quite badly.
They really lost the election.
And the assorted Celts and nutcases, they've also lost the election. So now with everyone having lost the election, we're now down to a squabble about who has lost it the least. And the Conservatives had the most votes and seats, but they don't. This is the argument over who has the mandate. The government clearly ended up with under 30% of the vote from a 65% turnout, 255 seats. They need 326 for an overall majority. The Tories on 302 as we speak. Cameron is now saying, this is breaking news on the Bugle. Cameron is now saying he does subscribe to the Bugle but hasn't listened to it for a few weeks because he's been busy. That's now flat. That's come through from Reuters.
Wow.
But he's saying he's going to try and form a minority government and talk to the other parties. Now, I mean, this could be a momentous day for British politics, Sean. This could be the day that British politics grows the f*** up.
It could be, it could be. I think, Andy, the problem there is that you're presupposing an engaged electorate and politicians with the capacity for shame. And that's ludicrous.
But, I mean, yesterday it was an incredible day. It was awesome going to vote. You know, I love the smell of democracy in the morning.
Yeah.
Surprisingly similar to a dairy farm, in fact, in the morning, the smell of British democracy. It also sounds quite like one too. And has a lot of people milking it for all they can. And an unholy mess is inevitably left behind. It's truly uncanny, John. But there is, as you know, nothing better in this life than writing the letter X in a box next to the name of someone you've never heard of.
Yep.
That is what democracy is all about, John.
So, no government as it stands. But to be honest, Andy, I don't think this result has particularly surprised anyone. Gordon Brown actually released a statement saying that he would take full responsibility for the election defeat a day before the polls even opened. I'm not questioning his facts there, Andy. I'm just questioning his timing. He is a regular Henry V, that man, isn't he? Men, gather round. I just want you troops to know that when Agincourt is a total catastrophe, I mean a complete massacre, that it is on me. Okay? My bad. I think that's it. Once more into the breach to your certain deaths, everybody. Let's get this thing over with.
Well, it's like Churchill in the first draft of his famous We Will Fight Them on the Beaches, We Will Fight Them in the Hills little skit. Quite different, because he wasn't very confident. And he said, we will fight them on the beaches, we will fight them in the hills, but frankly, I don't really fancy our chances. The Germans are looking pretty strong at the moment. And to be honest, they probably deserve to win. They've certainly been the better team over the course of the war so far, and we can have no complaints, really. So best of luck to Adolf and his team. They've thoroughly merited this victory. But luckily, someone got to him and said, right, come on, come out fighting, big win. And he did, but we've had a touch of the excitement in this democracy. That a number of postal votes have gone missing, and we've ended up with hundreds of people being locked out as the polls closed at 10 o'clock last night because there were huge queues. Because I think people had committed the mistake of living in a massively incompetently run area, and so there was genuine sort of it almost looked like it was about to break down into violence. We had a real touch of the sort of Afghan election experience. So it's, nice. We're kind of sharing democracy around the world, and it's showed that it's give and take, really. But the people of Britain have spoken, John. They spoke with one voice, and what they said was,
Now all three parties start jockeying for alliances like they're on a jungle reality show all about to eat a jar of cockroaches. And in fact, that process might have even more dignity than the one they're about to embark on. It's also three people competing for a job that if any one of them stopped to think about it for a second, would realise they might not actually want. Britain's budget deficit is set to be even bigger than Greece's this year, and they are on the verge of a bankrupt anarchy. This might actually turn into an argument of, you have it. No, you have it. Oh, well, come on, you won most seats. It's yours. Oh, I won't hear of it, Prime Minister. Ah, please don't call me that.
Yeah, because usually at elections you get people coming out and claiming victory, but I think they looked at the economy and basically everyone was saying, no, it's not looking good, and just desperately trying to claim defeat. And I think Cameron's failure to win this election outright must go down as one of the most spectacular electoral bloopers in our history. As Labour, John, were staring down the barrel, but more than that, they had pointed the barrel at their own face and written a note saying sorry to everyone they'd let down, and then placed the Conservatives' finger on the trigger. So quite how it went wrong is frankly baffling, particularly when they had a huge support from the press, the Conservatives. And this sort of fed into the anti-Lib Dem swing, I think, in the last few days. The worries about the hung parliament, a lot of the newspapers had said these concerns that were vomited out by the Tory press onto the nation's cornflakes about how basically, looking at Greece now, it's basically a computer simulation of what Britain will be like if there's a hung parliament, just flames, riots, 100,000 years of British civilisation conflagrated in one fell swoop of electoral indecision, and about how if there's a hung parliament, it would probably vote to ban all medical advances made since 1785 and make all women wear concrete burqas. So, I mean, that was the level of scaremongering going on. And the Conservatives, if they do form the government, which now seems likely a minority government, they will be the least popular incoming government since the 1920s. But I think that these low expectations could really help, John, because people have had enough of being let down by their politicians. They're sick to death of it, quite literally, in some cases due to NHS underfunding. But you can only let people down if they expect you to be any good in the first place. And the way this election has gone shows that people don't expect anyone to be any good anymore. And expectations will be so low that all the Conservatives will need to do is stop the Queen being kidnapped by the Chinese and everyone will think they've done better than expected. So this could actually work for them.
There were also, of course, the traditional voting irregularities to add a bit of spice to the day. You mentioned the long lines and people being shut out. Apparently, also this time, a 15-month-old baby was sent a polling card, giving him the option to vote. His name is Alexander McConnell from Southwold, and he received the card in the post along with the cards for his parents. And everyone seems to have had a bit of a laugh about this, Sandy, about how funny it is that this baby was given the opportunity to vote. But that baby should have got off his ill-formed arse and actually voted. Does he know how many people died so that he could be mistakenly sent that card? I bet he doesn't, because he hasn't even bothered to develop his brain to the point where he could even process that as a potential piece of information. And is that not typical of the apathy endemic in the young voter at the moment? They should have carried him into the voting booth and left him there until he'd made up his mind or at least eaten the ballot paper. So were you up all night, Andy? Because I remember that we spent the last UK election up all night writing, writing an episode of the radio show we work on that time, eating sweets and then appearing on CNN International in front of the Houses of Parliament with a hyperactive Richard Quest.
Well, that's
so
right.
What was it this time?
I did something on the radio, mm-hmm. A couple of things on the radio, and then went to the BBC's boat. Part of their coverage, they had a boat.
What kind of boat was this? Was it like an old galleon, or was it a military boat with a cannon pointed at the Houses of Parliament?
It was just a two-man speedboat, but with 50 people on. It was a leisure boat of some kind, just moored by the Millennium Eye, and across the river from the Houses of Parliament, although the camera never appeared to be making full use of the opportunity to have the Houses of Parliament in that shot, so that boat could have been anywhere in the world. It was Bill Wyman was there.
But
I thought it'd be quite interesting. I got this invite for no reason, and I thought I'll go along and see what it's like. But what it was like was just lots of people I vaguely recognised off the telly watching the telly to see what was happening. One quite nice moment. I just done a little radio interview and just walked out, and there were some people watching a big telly in the room next door. And as I walked out, I had a picture of Nick Griffin, and the word Barking above, because that's his constituency, a place called Barking. But it just, I walked out, and all that was on the screen was the word Barking and Nick Griffin's face underneath, and it seemed kind of appropriate. This is a bit of a worry though. The far right, UKIP. The UK Independence Party and the British National Party, between them, took 5% of the vote, John, which is up by, I think it's about doubled since the last election. So it does appear there are more c**ts in Britain than there were 5 years ago. I don't know if it's contagious. Chris making a note to do some bleeping out there. Be very diligent with that.
Here's another one for you, Chris.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. The Bugle podcast is alive because of you, yes, you, and your regular or one-off donations to help keep our shows free, flourishing, and independent. Donate now at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.